Hello there, and we are back with this week's version of Chick Chat. Was that too sensual?
Hello there. This is Chick Chat with special guest, the ladies' man.
Oh, God.
Lord, help me.
All right, so Vic understood the assignment. This week, we've got Connie and Samantha and Sandy. We are all back here to have a good time. And today, we are going to be talking about dating and age differences. And Connie's got a little special treat in there for us somewhere.
Just for Vic.
Oh, no.
Just for Vic, she says. So, I don't know if this is where we throw you under the bus or not, but Vic has recently started dating.
Ooh.
And Vic, we understand she is an older woman. How do you feel about that?
Okay, so first off, what do you describe? I mean, what is too old to...
Dude, we're talking about my dating life. I've dated a man that was 19 years younger than me for almost 4 years,
so and
it worked out really good.
I have a chance to ask you out if I wanted to?
Well, if I was dating...
Oh,
I'd go to a movie. Yeah, I'd go eat.
I'm
I'd probably eat off your plate. Because
what are we watching in the making right now?
I mean,
the making of Vic and Kathy,
we do
huh?
Have that fold out love seat sofa.
Yeah, we bought a couch.
We'll
together.
Give you guys a moment.
So, yeah. You know.
Guys, wow. They wanted me to fill out his paperwork,
and
Vic is like, we are not together.
Yeah. No, seriously, it was great. We were at the furniture store, and yeah, we bought a couch together. All right, so she is 3 years and like 355 days older.
How many hours?
I don't know. I didn't ask her that yet.
Let's go with 4 years.
So how many?
We're taking it slow.
How many dates have you had?
Five.
Wow!
Did you go? I didn't know they were going to be that excited
right.
about it.
Well, I thought it was only like two at this point.
Heard
So how's it going?
Good. We're taking it slow.
Good.
I mean, we haven't kissed yet or anything.
Oh my! Really? Haven't gotten to first base? What the hell? It's been 5 dates.
Like the fifth date.
She wants to take it slow. I'm not going to throw her under the bus or anything or do anything stupid and get slapped or anything.
I think it's actually pretty, I like it because it seems like, and this is probably part of the reason why I just refuse to date anymore, is because some guys out there are just absolute dogs. And the way that
that
they feel like it's appropriate to talk to you, dude, no. That kind of crap turns me off. And so I think it's admirable rather than just being in for a quick... have a sexual relationship that goes nowhere rather than having
so here's the deal.
A relationship where you get to know each other.
I'm 41. I have 3 kids. Sex is not all about life anymore.
Thank
I'd rather
God.
Be in a long-term relationship. And no, I'd rather wait.
Wow.
That's good.
That's good,
build on things, yeah.
I'm impressed.
When you do go to kiss her, are you going to ask her if you can kiss her?
Sure. Actually, no. I'll let her take the lead.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
But what if she's the type of woman that doesn't like to take the lead?
Okay. Well, all right. So then let me ask you this. Should I wait 3 months? Should I wait 6 months? How long should I wait before?
No, that's too long.
That's too long.
You're crossing into friend zone then, and then you don't want to do that.
Zone.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So what? It's a month today, as a matter of fact. So
5 dates in a month. I think that's
I
pretty
think
good.
It's yeah.
And so I happen to know what one of your dates were, and they went for a walk at the fishing lake.
At sunset or what?
No, it wasn't at sunset.
My goodness. I still think that's kind of romantic.
It is. Yeah.
Date.
It is.
I think that's a great date.
A walk at sunset.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So it was only half a great date.
Only half?
But no,
Our dates on average last an hour and a half to 2 hours. So they're not too long and they're not
that's
too short.
That's good.
Look,
good.
Samantha's all surprised.
That's a good date. No, I'm not surprised.
I mean, I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Can I just make an observation, though? I've noticed that your commercials have gotten a little more spicy.
Really?
Like the one we
He's
just
He's begging to let it out.
We learned something new. Vic can actually rap.
I can rap if I want to. It sounds like crap.
I know.
I
listen
rap.
For our two guys that go.
Oh, my gosh.
And so Vic, what... So what's the youngest girl? What's the age difference of the youngest you've ever dated?
A year.
What's the oldest? This one now.
3 years and 350
That just cracks me up. Sandy, what about you?
Well, my birthday's on May 23rd. Hers is June 2nd. So, I mean...
Yeah, dude, that's 4 years.
Just 4 years.
That's just 4 years.
No, it's not. I will turn 42 before she turns her age. No, we got to edit that out, because then you can do the math. It's only 3 years and 350 days. Anyhow, whatever.
So, right. Yeah, so Sandy.
I can assure you, Vic, those numbers matter far more to you than anybody else.
I just don't want to get slapped, because we're doing this whole thing, and I didn't realize that it was going to go this direction. So, I mean...
You took it this direction.
She wants it to go slow. I don't want to push anything. We're just getting to know each other. We're just talking. I mean,
I like that's it. Fine.
I like it.
Yeah.
Fine, Vic.
Yeah,
do
sure. And when this goes on the Basin Radio website and everyone hears about it, I'm in deep doo-doo.
No. You know what? You might have women coming out of the woodwork.
No.
Thinking that, you know, like,
Vic's on the market.
Dude, that's not going to be...
Look. First off, here's the
a
thing.
A creeper.
All right, so here's the thing.
13
it
years.
It took me some guts to ask a woman out. I've dated, let's see, the mother of my children, that was online dating when we started. I dated a woman in Kansas for about 8 or 9 months. And
we're not
I
in Kansas.
Did you ask her that? Or did you just talk?
I did ask her out that what?
Was her name Dorothy?
No.
Does she have a dog?
Should I go this way?
Did you actually date or did you just
wait,
talk,
stop.
I said.
Stop for a second. Here's where I'm going to get in trouble and I'm going to get slapped. So, the woman I dated in Kansas, I haven't talked to her ever since we broke up and ever since I moved out here. I looked on Facebook. I believe that I made her gay. And I'm not lying.
Oh, Vic.
That it's all my fault.
Oh my god.
And I was the realization that she likes girls instead of likes boys.
You did her a solid. It's fine. Is she happy? Is she married to a chick or what?
No. I just
oh my god.
I but
that is,
but yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
Vic.
You know, I didn't date anyone in high school. I did not have the guts to ask anyone out in high school.
So she was your first girlfriend?
No.
The Kansas
no,
chick?
No, the chick in Pennsylvania was my first girlfriend. Oh, that was a long
Is
distance.
She still straight?
Yeah, she's actually married to a guy.
Oh, okay.
To a guy.
She didn't turn her.
Thank you for specifying.
Wow. All right, next question.
Sandy, what's the biggest age difference for you?
Is well, as far as Jer I Bear? Can remember, it would be my husband, 13 years. Yes.
And you guys get along
13
really good.
Years?
13 years.
Okay, so I worked with a guy in Kansas. When I was in Kansas, he was actually a sales manager, and she was the front office lady. And they were 10 years apart?
My mom and dad are 9 years. And
9 years?
Yeah, and they've been married for 50-some-odd years.
So then it shouldn't be a problem that I'm dating someone 3 years and 350 or so days.
No, it just cracks me up that you put the days in there. Dude, we're just rounding it up to 4 years.
Okay, fine, 4 years, whatever.
No, I think that's pretty good. There was 14 years between Jeff and I.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
It was good. He acted older than what he was, though.
Oh, wait. You were older or he was older?
Yeah, I was older. I'm always the older one, except for when I was married.
She,
and
yeah.
I was 5
Cougar.
Years younger.
Cougar. Okay.
No, I've outgrown Cougar. I think I'm like a panther or a cheetah now.
I like the word better.
All right, what else do you want to ask me?
I don't know.
Me?
Sandy's got something to say.
Well, do we want to ask the rest of us?
I have only turned 2 and a half.
Wait, what now?
dating guys that turned out they didn't like girls.
You dated two guys that turned out to like men.
She's turned two and a half.
What you're saying?
Wow.
Where's the half come in?
Two gay, one bi.
Right.
What about you, Connie?
I think the youngest is dated in 15 years.
15 years younger?
Older.
I was older.
I love that.
It was too much, too young.
I love that she says dated. Dated.
What does that mean? Does that mean that you actually married someone that was a lot younger or older?
Oh, my ex-husband was 3 years younger than
me. That's not that bad.
Yeah. No, this is just somebody I dated.
Dated is just
3 years.
Taking them out, driving them around the block, kick the tires, send them home with their pacifier.
Wow.
Maybe. You know, kind
what about you, Samantha? Maybe how old is your lover boy?
He's actually older than me by a couple months.
Okay, that's not bad.
See, no.
That's fine.
I've only dated one younger guy, and no, I would rather date older men.
See, and
honestly.
Wait till she's our age. Wait till she's our age. Yeah.
No.
I haven't dated, really dated that much of an older man since I was in high school, and he was 4 years older than me.
Well, so, you know, I think the reason I do gravitate towards younger people, and I would say, honestly, the
cutoff... Wait, younger people? Does that mean you've dated younger women, too?
No. Younger men.
Oh, okay.
I think it's because I would do the cutoff at, like, 45 now, maybe.
That's what I still want.
45? That's, yeah. Like...
I know, that's pretty old, isn't it? All right, maybe I would think 40.
That's less than 10 years older than me. I would date 45-year-old guys if I wasn't trying to, like, get my man to marry me.
Well, I still want somebody that's going to go camping and want to do the outdoor stuff, fishing and riding four-wheelers and things like that.
Have teeth in their mouth still and
have,
not dentures?
Have their own teeth, okay. Yes. Good teeth.
And don't look like you're 80 years old when you're 60.
You know, good teeth is dental hygiene. That's my number one priority. Is that bad?
No.
That's not shallower.
I'm just sitting here waiting to see what kind of other zingers I'm going to get. That's all I'm doing.
Well, okay, so we could say this.
Oh, boy.
How big of an age difference would you go?
Either way. Older or younger?
Nine would be two. I mean, I'm 41. I don't think I'd want to date a 30-year-old.
I don't think I'd want to date a 30-year-old either.
No.
I mean, maybe six. Honestly, maybe six or seven.
What if the perfect woman that had all of your interest walked through and she looked younger than what you thought she was, and you got to know her and liked her and everything else, and then because Connie and I was watching this show, they got to know each other before the ages came out, and there was some on there that one was like 30 years difference, one was 20 years difference.
No. What was he, 65? No.
So you would, even if you had a really good relationship 60. With them, and then you found out they were 10, 20 years older than you, you would
10,
say,
nah. Maybe. 20? No.
Not 30?
No.
Even if they looked real good?
20 years. No.
Oh, well.
That would be 21. That's a lot.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
So, but if he was a bar hopper or a drinker, at least she'd be able to. I know. I said if. At least they would be able to be old enough to buy their own booze.
Right,
but
right.
I did have an incident one time about 20 years ago.
Uh-oh.
That, it was 19 years ago. That I briefly, for about a month, dated a guy, and I thought, and I was led to believe, I did meet him in a bar. So then you're obviously thinking they're old enough to be in there. But it came out that he was about 9 years younger than what he had led me to believe, and he was only 20. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. So I did draw a hard line there.
Okay.
But we're still friends to this day.
Interesting. All right, what else? Come on. I know there's got to be more.
Connie's got something over there.
I think you guys are too focused on the age gap.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to say.
Go out there and have fun.
Biggest. I'm I'm fine with it.
And I'm fine with it, too, as long as they're mature. But I don't think... Do you really... I'm 61. Well, do you really think I'm going to date somebody more than 15 years younger than me?
Would you? I don't know. You know, I would. I would really. If they had...
What if they
had...
the yin to your yang?
Yeah.
No.
I guess I look for maturity, too.
Well, I think that you're... just putting too much emphasis on.
But I can't go older.
My husband is just immature enough to make
our
marriage.
You want to date a 75-year-old?
No. Why not?
No. Keeps it interesting.
If they had a good body, now I'm just being shallow. But I
guess they got to maybe look younger than what they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want somebody that can carry me out if I pass out. In the
right? They, you know, we muscles, you know, they can lift me
I just like
shoulder.
To find a man that, A, is not a stalker, B, does not have a crazy ex-wife. I love the fact that if you have an ex-wife, you could be friends with them. And
she's crazy.
I'm not, and I'm not raising somebody's 5-year-olds again.
Okay, well, I've got a 7-year-old.
Mm-mm.
What is that supposed to mean? So you mean I have no chance?
No, I'm not. There's a lot of women out there that will definitely date men who have children.
No, I would say don't.
Yeah. If they get burned, though, it's real hard to go back to a relationship that has kids knowing it, walking into it. So that's a hard conversation. You have to be sure that that person is willing to want to step up and...
I'm nowhere near there.
Well, for sure. But, I mean, you get into 5 more dates, you might want to start having conversations like that.
I don't know. We'll see. Just
let it go with the flow.
Yeah.
Obviously, she knows you guys... She knows that you have kids. Yeah, and so she's
kids,
still
right?
interested.
Yeah,
so
her kids are... 19 and 22,
mm-hmm.
something like that. One's graduating from college next month. Another is going to JUCO. So yeah.
So this time next year, you could be Grandpa Vic.
No. No. No.
Let's see about that.
Are you talking this naughty stuff I brought in?
On a more spicy note.
Yeah, Connie wanted to get spicy.
So, a few weeks ago, I went to Naughty Bingo with Make Me Blush Boutique. And you wanted the...
and her younger football players.
And my younger football players. My nephews.
Auntie.
So, you wanted some of these naughty words, Vic.
So, Connie, what was it? It was Make Me Blush Bingo...
Naughty Bingo.
Naughty Bingo.
Okay, what did they have to say these words or what?
So you have a graphic.
It wasn't
true. It's
the bingo cards.
The bingo card to bingo. Win bingo, meaning different positions.
Eating at the Y, okay. X marks the spot.
What is St. Andrew's Cross?
I don't know.
I believe it would have a 6 and a 9 in the description.
Can I say needle? What the hell is needle?
It's a person with a little skinny.
Yeah,
small.
Eeny, meeny,
what about a cave
teeny,
hunter?
Weeny.
I'm going to say somebody that enjoys overgrown things.
Kids retreat in a couple days after we do this thing.
And just kind of laugh. No, I wasn't embarrassed to call these out when I was. You know, you can Google this stuff. And
no, I'm not Googling.
It'll tell you
Urban
the answers.
That's Urban Dictionary.
I think you should Urban Dictionary the tuna torpedo.
You know what threw me off was 60.
Tuna torpedo.
68. There's 69, but what is 68?
Oh my gosh. Pump your honey.
That's interesting.
Okay, well, so Connie wins the next time that they're doing this bingo?
Actually, they did it last weekend, so I'm not sure when, because I think the next one is supposed to be...
And a lot of people
Legends.
Show up to this?
Absolutely. Yeah. The place was packed. Even though it was the other side, There's not a whole lot of room in there, but it was so packed full of people. And they said that every bingo night is busy.
We have
and it's full of
people. We do live in.
It was so much fun, you guys. It was a blast.
I think I would be.
I would not recommend it as a date night.
Very.
No, it's not my crowd.
Definitely the deep end of the pool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great show, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, agreed. It was funny.
It was fun.
All right. Well, we have run out of things to talk about this week.
We're all just embarrassed as hell.
Vic's dignity got thrown out.
I'm not embarrassed.
Straight out the window.
I definitely would have to have alcohol. In
Maybe
order
that's
to
why
be
I have
calling
so much. But then
drink.
I'm sitting here talking about it, no worries.
If you add alcohol, doesn't it turn into charades?
You know, they did the ring toss.
Oh.
You can imagine what that ring toss was.
Oh,
my goodness.
No.
And how'd you do?
I didn't get the ring. The coaches rang. So put the ring on and the players. The players are having fun ringing the...
They didn't want to share.
The blow up.
Oh. Oh, it wasn't a real one.
So to finish...
No.
If you have a conversation that you would like to talk about, just message us over on Fox Country Facebook, Basin Radio Facebook.
Someone recommended this? Stripper bingo or whatever this is?
That was Connie and her. It's not stripper bingo.
Naughty.
But gosh,
naughty
Vic, now bingo. People are going to want to be playing stripper bingo.
Naughty.
Anyway, get a hold of us if you have a conversation or a topic you'd like to talk about, and have a great week.